Buenos dias, Laura. ¿Cómo estás?
Hello, buongiorno. It's me.
Lady Ladu.
Lady Ladu with two long legs.
I thought you were going to say two flat ones. But no, two long legs.
Well, it's...
As in the legs are too long or you've got two of them?
I've got two long legs that are too long.
Great.
Too long. And the arms, not to mention. I won't even get into the arms. Take them back. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our bonus.
Bonus episode. Yay.
Such excitement.
We know that you're so addicted to our content that you wouldn't be able to last 2 months without us. So, Überraschung, surprise time. You've got a bonus ep. You wanted it.
I'm a dick.
Reddit react. What?
I'm addicted to you. Okay. Song. You know those things called songs?
Nah, no idea. Musicale. So everyone's been asking us for a Reddit Reacts bonus episode, and we decided to deliver very last minute.
Yes.
4 days before I fuck off out of Australia.
Literally. Great. He's going to be flying away.
Because somebody got COVID for the third time this year.
Oh.
Rough
don't
times.
Don't even get me started.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You wanna, third time. We're doing a quick little miserable moment.
Do get me started. Yep, quick little miserable moment. I have two things. I got COVID again for the third time in a
I'm
year.
I'm zwei drei.
Thrice COVID for me. And far out, I just wanted to crumble and you know.
Let COVID take you to the breeze.
If I could have just gone on a rampage and just looted a small village. Because I was
you know, so, to make me feel better, looting a village.
I was so
taking
angry.
Their livelihoods.
I was so angry because I didn't even know I had it. Yep. I like rocked up to the nursing home to see my grandfather, and they were like, you know, you have to test before you go in. And I tested, and I was positive, and I had no symptoms, and I virtually had zero symptoms the whole time.
And you don't go out anywhere.
And I've been inside for a month.
Yeah, just
and
in
every
case.
Time I've gone out, I have worn a mask. So literally, don't know how. Anyway,
nonsense.
And yeah, every time I've been due to get a booster, I've had it. I had it June last year, New Year's Day, almost to the dot 6 months later, and now almost to the dot 6 months after that. Yeah. And I literally said to Nick a week before I got it again, I was like, I'm due for my booster, but I've never got to get one.
Oh, right. So you've never had a booster because you keep
getting
COVID.
Oh, no, I've had the third one. I had the third, like, injection, like the first booster, but I haven't had one since then. It's been like a year and a half since I've had any kind of injection.
Yeah, right.
And the other annoying thing that happened today, I went to look for jeans.
So maybe your stories are clothes stories.
Clothes, yes. And this is about the legs. The two long legs that are too long. I went to look for jeans. This is about my seventh time going to look for just jeans.
Just jeans.
Just jeans. Jeans West. And I can't find any that are long enough. I can't.
Just
I tried on literally about
leg.
15 pairs of jeans today. And they were all short.
Right.
They're all ankle bashers. Made me look like a clown. Made me look like a fool.
Because
they're just, no.
Nothing's long
I
enough
just
for long
want
leg
long, yeah. No, it's not. And I feel like I used to go into jean stores and they'd have like tall, regular, like... And
that's
now,
actually something that confused me when I was in America years ago. I was like, what's this second measurement? Because it was like both waist and length.
Waist and length.
Yeah, which I hadn't really seen before. Yeah.
Yep, they do that in H&M still, I'm pretty sure, with their jeans. But even still, I'm like, I still can't find anything. And they don't do it anymore. Anyway.
That's fact.
So anyway, I couldn't find any. Anyway, I'm back in action here.
Here I am.
Slay.
Here to slay some Reddit.
Here to read things off the internet.
And cast judgment upon strangers.
Cast judgment and disassociate from my own life.
Sounds good.
Anything to share?
Yeah, cool. I've got a quick little from my day yesterday. The one good thing about my day yesterday, I got some content for my miserable
moment. For the
pod. Yeah. So I went into the city yesterday for work. Don't like going into the city, but had to do it because someone was leaving, blah, blah, blah.
I don't like it.
I love working from home, but like I'm not one of those people that gets energy from other people in the office. But like anyway, I went through the ticket gate at Melbourne Central Station and the ticket inspector there was like, excuse me, sir, can I see your concession card? And I was like, what? And he's like, can I see your concession card? And I was like, why? I don't have a concession, Mikey. And he's like, yes, you do. This is a concession, Mikey. Mikey is our ticketing system for anyone who's not from Melbourne. And I was like, it shouldn't be because I'm not a concession. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, this is a concession card. And I'm like, it cannot be. I don't have one. I've got two full fare ones. And he's like, it's a concession card. And he scanned it and he showed me. And I'm like, what the hell? And I literally have no idea how this ended up in my wallet because I set up both of my full fare Mikeys in the app. And they're both registered to my name. And I was like, can you check who is registered to this one? He's like, no, I can't check that. And I'm like,
surely they can.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, surely. And I was like,
scan them.
Yeah. I don't know. And I like literally, I showed him in the app. I was like, I know this doesn't really prove anything, but I showed him in the app that my other Mikey in my wallet matched the number on my thing. And I was like, so this one doesn't match it apparently. I don't know where it's come from. It's not mine.
Someone slipped it in your wallet.
Yeah, I must have just at some point somehow managed to get it mixed up, or like I had my old one somewhere and swapped them somehow. I don't know, because I used to have one, but like ages ago.
Mm.
And if I've been using this, it's actually been in my wallet, this one, since January, because I left my wallet in the car in summer and all the cards in my wallet warped.
Oh.
And it was warped. So I was like, fuck, I must have been using this since January. So, I mean, on the plus side, I've...
warty boy.
Yeah, warpy warp boy. Unless I was using my other one that was in my wallet, I've managed to get cheap fares for a while.
The whole,
so
yeah.
Maybe it's paid for it.
So frustrating.
Anyway, yeah. And then my train back home was delayed by half an hour. Then I finally got in a tram, which was the replacement. And then that had to stop because a tram broke down in front of it. And I was like, I really just love Melbourne public transport.
Go back. You got a ticket, right?
Well, I didn't, because actually I got free transport for the rest of the day because I got the first ticket. The guy like wrote me a thing and he's like, you don't need to get a new Mikey today. This is your transport for the day.
Ah.
So when you get written up.
No, my question, you got a fine.
Oh, yes.
Fine. Ticket when I meant.
Yeah, sorry,
ticket.
Yes, I got that.
You got
yes.
a fine. Did yes. you say that already? Did I zone
out?
Oh,
I thought you were saying go back, like get a refund because you paid for your transport. Sorry.
You got a fine, right?
And yes, he wrote me up. I didn't get a full-on fine. He's like, I have to put a report in and it'll get sent to Metro and then they will contact you. And I'm like, I don't know when that's going to come through or how long I have to pay it either because it's going to get sent to me.
You're going
to
be away.
Be in the country. So no one's even at the house.
Sounds in Europe.
Yep, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in Greece.
Sorry, gallivanting the Himalayas.
Yeah, my friends left yesterday that I'm catching up with, so they're in the air.
Oh, in the flug.
In the flugzeug.
Flugzeug.
Yep. That's all. Shall we read some Reddits?
Yeah, let's do it. Off you trot. You start us off.
Trot me off. Okay.
Trot me off. Sounds like something you would say to pleasure a horse. To trot you off? Trot me off? Well, that's
which
what the
goes
horse...
back to the last week's episode. If you could talk to animals and you're talking to a horse and she's like, trot me off.
Trot me off, Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah.
My name's Laura.
Trot
Sarah.
Me. But my first love was Sarah. Do you mind if I think of Sarah while you trot me off?
It's like, sir, I'm not going to trot you off. Your deranged horse sex deviant face. Anyway.
That's bareback laddu. Okay, come in. Come on.
Come on.
All right, you all right. Go. Go.
So we're going to read.
Go. Sorry.
So we're each going to read three Reddits, and there might be a tiny little bonus one as well. Can you stop making noises? Usually you're telling me off for making random noises when we try
to. I'm so sorry. I'm just full of energy.
Yes, yes. Hand up, Ladu.
Go. Let's do it.
This would be great content. Okay. So I think this is going to be a banger. I looked up like top Reddits ever. And,
ever?
Well, I don't know. It was just like, you know, one of those sites. It's like 10 outrageous Reddits. And this one came up behind like a not safe for work. So I had to log in and everything and be like, I'm over 18.
Oh.
So let's see how it is. I've only read the title.
Okay.
My boss just asked me not to wear my normal pants to work and I've never been angrier.
Normal pants?
Mm-hmm. Let's see what it says.
Okay.
I wear normal pants to work. I wear normal pants.
As opposed to what?
I don't know. I guess he means like trousers, just like
normal pants.
I'm hoping we get more context.
Cool.
Our dress code is business casual, and I've gotten myself sized by a reputable tailor. All my slacks and chinos are from normal brands you'd find at Macy's and a normal / relaxed fit. However, yesterday my boss called me into her office and told me I would no longer be allowed to wear the pants I normally wear to the office and would have to wear something a little less revealing. Apparently, my bulge is inappropriate for the workplace. I have a normally sized penis. I actually fucking measured it to make sure I wasn't crazy, and I'm pretty close to the US average.
Just, oh my God.
I have a normal penis, I swear.
What is she... Okay, sorry, go on.
Would a woman with large breasts be told she can't wear anything but baggy clothes? Would she be told by her boss that she must wear nothing but restrictive sports bras to work? I doubt it, she might. Especially in my workplace, where women two seats down from me wear far more provocative clothing than my damn slacks. I asked her, what should I wear instead? These are my size. And she said, just go buy something looser or get a bigger size. I'm not rebuying my entire collection of work pants. Go ahead and report me to HR. Let's see them try and fine me for having too much dick.
Sorry. Employee has too much dick for the workplace.
Why were you released from your last job? Too much dick.
Too much dick.
Just had too much dick. Bringing too much work. Packing too much heat. To clarify, I'm aware that women have been told to cover up quite a bit in the workplace. I'm not dismissing that, just highlighting the very subtle double standard of bodily expression in my own workplace.
But it's not even expression. It's just like a part of your
got to express
body.
My dick.
Like penises stick out. Boobs also stick out. Mm. It's like boobs are only ever an issue if you have cleavage.
Yeah. And it's kind of like that whole thing about like, hey, my face is up here.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you staring at his crotch?
Why are you looking at his crotch?
Unless like, his pants are like so thin and he's not wearing underwear, you can actually see his
dick. If they're really tight,
like
he's like wearing skinny jeans and you can really see like the outline of the gonads and stuff like that, then that's when it's a bit testy, if you will.
A little bit testy, is it?
But
he literally says it's a relaxed fit, like regular relaxed
fit.
So like,
not tight. I mean, yeah, back to the boobs thing. It's like that's only, you know, women, it's like a cleavage is like normally the issue, right? But then what's the equivalent? Is there dick cleavage?
Well, then I was like, well, I guess it's a moose knuckle. But then the equivalent of a moose knuckle is a camel toe. No. So, yeah, no.
Dick cleavage would literally be seeing the top of your dick.
Yeah, literally. It's like, what's the...
Which
yeah,
it's not. It's just it's tucked
just
away.
The little sides of the shaft.
The trouser snake is in the hole. Like, leave it.
Yes,
no,
leave
not
it.
In the hole. In the home. Home?
It's tucked away and it's...
It's tucked.
Den, hopefully. In its
home.
Rock.
Anyway.
Edit 2. People have been asking to see my pants. His exact pants I wore the day of the incident.
Oh my God. Show me.
Oh, this is actually his pants too. I'm going to put this, well, you might
put
edit
it
this.
In
put
the
it
thing.
In the editing.
You'll have to send it to me.
Yeah.
I can't even see his penis.
I can't even see your dick. What are you talking? And he's got like, that's like a big zipper front too. That would cover the dick, cover the cock. What?
This
He's
would be like
socks.
One person has complained Xbox. About this.
She's
literally
probably just in love with him.
One person has complained about this and then like...
Yeah. It was probably it could just be the manager. I don't know.
Maybe.
Not that my member is sitting to the right of the zip. Note that my member is sitting to the right of the zipper relative to the viewer.
It's pretty far across, actually.
I can't see it.
I can't see this micro penis.
You can't normally... How tiny is your cock, sir? I can't see it through your pants in this photo. You, no, he doesn't have a big dick. Like, well, not big enough to, anyway. Update. My boss demanded that I replace all my pants and then told me she needed to supervise me while I got the replacements. She is now on administrative leave. After dwelling a little bit on my options, I settled for middle-of-the-road approach. I contacted two well-known lawyers in my area and got a consultation from them about my situation. They both thought that while I was sexually harassed, the case wasn't bulletproof as there was little evidence and no pattern of abuse. They then also warned me about going to HR without any evidence as it can escalate into me losing my job in unexpected ways. Fine. Since I needed evidence and a pattern of abuse, I first wanted to read up on what standards my company has set for managers when it comes to dealing with sexual harassment. I requested from our online learning catalog to see the sexual harassment and tough conversations courses that are normally required only for managers. In the tough conversations module, there was a scenario where a male supervisor needed to ask a female employee to correct her work outfit as it did not meet the company's dress code. The module in plain English states that the supervisor is not to intervene and to refer the issue to HR.
Hmm.
I assume that in reverse, a female supervisor reprimanding a male outfit would follow the same standards.
Correct.
I then sent an email to my boss asking her to follow up the previous conversation. I wrote to boss, I want to clarify some things regarding our previous conversation. Please confirm whether or not my understanding of your statement is correct. My pants violated our dress code and being too tight and revealing my bulge, in quotations.
That's so bad.
The issue pertains to all my pants, not a specific subset of my wardrobe. This is a requirement from management and not a request. Please get back to me sincerely. Blah. It took a full work day, but the response I got was, yes, I did tell you to fix your wardrobe. This is not a request. I immediately replied, if management is demanding that I replace such a large amount of my work clothing, it must be done at the expense of company name.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me know if this is possible, as we will have to work something else out if it isn't. Sincerely, blah. And her response later, I'm nearly at the end. And her response later, this can be done, but I must be with you to supervise your shopping. Check my schedule for availability. Good Lord, suddenly she wants to bang you. Theories seemed less crazy. I backed up the email to a personal account and sent everything to HR. Less than 2 hours later, I received a phone call asking me to come to HR immediately and drop my work and drop my pants. Let's see this cock.
Oh my god.
Let's see this dick then, sir.
Oh my there you god. Go. And drop. I was dropped immediately to come to HR and drop my pants.
Yeah. I thought it was. My mind meant to like drop off my pants for inspection or something, but not drop my dax. I then received blah, 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 and dropped my work unless it was time critical. I complied. I was told that they were taking this matter very seriously and that I should take the rest of the day off. Imagine being in HR and being like, this fucking manager, your dick's too revealing. I came back to work today and boss is gone. I was told right before lunch that she had been placed on administrative leave pending a full investigation and that I shouldn't worry. It's against company policy to engage in any form of professional retaliation. I sit here now like a king on a porcelain throne telling you about my victory during my post-lunch dump. Bye-bye, boss lady.
Oh my god.
TLDR, boss sexually harassed me about my non-existent pants bulge, non-existent, then demanded she take me shopping to replace all my pants. Now she's probably going to get fired.
I hope she gets fired. That is wildly inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Like, take it to HR, number one, but also you just can't say anything unless they're so tight and revealing. He's just wearing normal pants.
Yeah,
they're just normal, loose-fitting normal chinos.
24,600 upvotes. Yeah.
This poor guy, I would have been so worried. And then to say, like, you need to replace all your pants.
Yeah.
And, like, I need to come shopping with you to pick them. Like, what? Is she high?
Yeah, like oh, the company will cover it, but I will come shopping with you. Check my schedule.
No.
Imagine trying to explain that to people. Like, why are you off work? Why were you, you know, put into involuntary leave or whatever?
I know, right? But also, like, I highly doubt that the company, like, she would need to get sign off for the company to pay for the pants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, how would she explain that? I reckon she would have just paid for them herself just to take him shopping.
And that's why she's like, I'll have to come.
I'll
put it on my work card.
Exactly. I don't think the company would say, yes, Derek, whatever, needs six new pairs of pants.
Yes, like, I'm sorry, why did you put $300 on the company card? Oh, Derek's cock was too obvious.
Derek's bulge getting in the way again.
That's what they call him, Bulgy Derek.
My God, Bulgy Bob.
Your turn.
Okay, I have a true off my chest. And I've only read the title, but the title was so outrageous that I just thought, why the hell not?
Why the frack not?
Okay.
Yeah.
The title is, I might have to kill my mother's cat because she won't get my allergies treated.
Seems extreme.
So I'm a minor and I have an incredibly severe cat allergy. Because of this, most of my body is covered in red bumps and itchy hives. Now, you would think this type of thing would be taken care of. We've known I have a small allergy when we first got the cat, but we didn't know what it would end up as within the 5 years we've had her. Divorced parents and stay week on, week off at both. My stepmom and dad have had to deal with helping me since I had a spinal fusion last November, and I thank them profusely for it. Because of the time I was with them while recovering from my surgery, my hives and spots were starting to go, and we thought I was finally getting better. Surprise, surprise, as soon as I'm back at my mum's house, half the time my hives and spots are back. After a while of me asking my mum to get some sort of medication, my mum finally got me a holistic cough and allergy medicine. It actually made me worse, and I began to get massive sores on my chest that were incredibly itchy and ended up rubbed completely raw. My stepmom and dad were furious, of course, and I decided to stop taking the medicine because it was only making things worse. Once I was off the medicine, my sores started to heal and eventually stopped coming back altogether. I currently have a massive upper body rash and hives and spots, and my mother is giving me another medicine that simply isn't doing anything. I've decided to ask her twice now if she could either get me a prescription, get rid of her cat, or at least let me stay at my father's house.
Yeah.
This is very reasonable. I thought this was going to turn, because they're clearly a teenager.
Yeah.
Thought this is going to be unreasonable. She has said no to all of them and won't get me tested by a non-holistic doctor to see if there's an underlying issue. I physically cannot live here anymore and I don't know what to do. My only real option is to euthanize her cat.
How would you euthanize it, buddy? What do you mean euthanize? You mean just dropping a brick on its head or something?
It's so extreme. Yeah. And I know
my only real option is murder.
My only real option is to throttle the cat. And I know if she I know if I did, she would probably try to press charges on me or something. I don't know what to do anymore, and I can't legally go on my own and pick up any sort of prescription.
Can't his dad or her dad take him?
Get a prescription? Them?
Yeah.
And then TLDR, I have a severe cat allergy and it's escalated to the point that killing my mother's cat is my only option to live in her house.
Or you could just take the cat and drop it off at a pound and say that literally, it ran away.
Someone's commented, maybe don't kill it. How about...
I have a suggestion.
Suggestion that doesn't involve murder. How about you secretly find someone to adopt it, someone who lives far away from your neighborhood? And then they comment back, oh, I didn't think of that.
It's my only option is
thank you
death.
So much. Are they a psychopath? Maybe. I guess I'll have to kill it. It's like, I'm not getting along with my husband anymore. Well, I guess I'll have to euthanize him. No other option. Divorce? No, I'll probably get
sued.
Look,
I really don't want to do this, but there's no other option. I guess I'm backed into a corner.
I'm backed into a corner completely. Had a fight with your sister? Euthanasia.
Okay.
another person. God, don't kill the cat. That's cruel.
The chick could probably say, can somebody come and pick this cat up from my house or I'll kill it? And you get so many people from this thread that would do it.
Someone's commented, very concerned with the fact that your immediate solution is to kill an animal rather than give it away in secret. Like, Jesus Christ, kid.
Wait till this kid grows up.
Oh, my God.
Like, are the allergies that bad that they've...
Oh, my God. And then, why isn't your father doing anything about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't his dad go and get him a prescription this and take him or take them to the doctor?
My first thought, after I... Because when you said, my mum's not doing anything, I was like, well, then just live with your dad. Like, she's going to lose the right to have you in.
But the mum has said no. But they clearly have 50-50 custody.
Yeah, week on, week off. So it's surely the dad can go get a prescription.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah.
Poor kid, so frazzled and covered with... bumps and mumps that he's not thinking straight.
Yeah. Unless the medication's super expensive and the dad doesn't
can't
have the
afford
money for it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it's the mum's problem. Mm. But who chooses a cat over a child?
Your son or your child? Yeah.
Well, you probably would, but fair.
Come on now. Come on now.
Of course you would.
Choose.
Look into Marie's eyes and say you would choose her over a future child.
I would definitely think of some other... Well, yeah, I wouldn't kill Marie, would I?
You're like, Nima, there's nothing to do. I'm going to have to kill her.
Yeah.
I guess if you had a severely allergic child, she'd just have to live with Claudia.
The child?
Yeah, the child. Well, they can't move both cats. That's just unfair. They've been here longer.
They were here first. Oh, God.
I'm sorry, our child is allergic to the cat, so we're just going to have to kill it.
I see no other solution. Oh, God. Okay.
Kill cat. Kill.
Yeah. Kill. No. Just no killing. Do Thank not you. Kill anyone. That's our message.
You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here first, folks. Killing is bad.
Killing is option B.
Always option B. When in doubt, choose C. What C, you ask?
Anything else?
Crumpets. Come on, next Reddit. Okay, we're going to do a quick little highlight reels of just some funny titles that we've stumbled across.
Just on the side of my one. I've got so many of them just sitting there.
Okay, you read one. I've got a good one.
My husband cheated, so I've cut the toes to all his socks and crotch off all his boxes. I thought she was going to say, so I cut his toes off.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like, what a way to get back at someone. I cut all the toes off
his socks. He put his dick in somebody else, so I made sure he'd have cold toes.
Yeah, but she's got the crotch
out of the... Cold dick, he'll get frostbite.
Cold dick, or cold very trunk. Easy to trunk other people.
Oh, easy access.
You don't have to take your undies off.
Yes. Trunk is what we say for fucking, by the way.
Trunk is what we use for sex, yeah. Yes. can you... Next.
I can't keep piecing my child back together. I know that's not what they mean.
I simply cannot put my jigsaw child back together.
Poor Humpty Dumpty. Humfred Dumfred. Keeps falling off and I can't.
We're not filming, I guess we are. Humfred Dumfred. Humfred Dumfred sat on the wall. Humfred Dumfred had a big fall. What a mouthful. Humfred Dumfred.
Old mothers. Oh, the mother. I don't know. Fuck it.
Okay. I have one now.
Okay.
This is the title. Okay, this one's just a title. But there's also no additional story, and it's clearly not real. But the fact that someone's written this, I just can't. The title is, "Sometimes when I'm home alone, I climb the bathroom sink and bend over and spread my ass cheeks open and fart just to see what it looks like. One time a turd flew out and smacked the mirror. Felt experimental in a way I can't explain it."
Felt experimental.
Felt experimental in a way, and I can't explain it. Oh, fuck it. That, what the hell?
I believed that until the turd flew out.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because I
can... Who hasn't looked at their own butthole
also
in the mirror?
See myself...
farting in a mirror.
Yeah, that would be really interesting to see, like, what's my butthole look like when I actually fart?
You're
going to
do it now, aren't you?
Might.
I probably will if I remember. I'll never remember.
Let's do it tonight.
Okay, I usually do fart at nighttime when I'm winding down.
Do you?
I'd usually fartier in the morning, but yeah.
Morning for me.
Mainly morning, but also.
I'm super tooty.
Do you ever just get in a bed and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but mine's normally. Yeah. It's normally in the morning. I wake up, I'm like a gas tank.
Yeah, I'm bad in the morning. It's like, let me just clear myself out.
Literally. Like, I generally, in the morning, sit up in bed with a coffee with my knees up.
Yeah, so and, you just, like, get the cheese.
Well, I like, put my legs, like, up with my knees and, like, oh.
Did you see that thing on Luke Cook's Instagram where he was, like, filming his wife about, like, farting
the vagina farting, yes. Yeah. And the fart goes into the flaps. Always. The sound.
What, the sound?
Yeah, it's like a prawn.
That makes me think of, like... when you're watching a movie and, like, the logo comes up. Flap Farts Productions. Fanny Flutter Productions.
Fanny Flutter Productions. Okay, you go. Come on, more titles, please.
I have a friend crow, and today she introduced me to her baby.
What do you mean, friend crow?
Friend crow.
Like a bird?
First line. Some of you may remember I had befriended a crow.
Yes, we're all teetering on the edge of your crow life story.
I saw the crow and I would say, hey, buddy.
What?
After a long time, one day last year, he responded, buddy, buddy.
The crow did not say buddy, buddy.
I didn't think crows could talk.
They can't. Gotcha. Crows cannot talk.
Well, today I found out Buddy is a girl and she brought me to see her babies. I'm just selling a whole Reddit. Whoops.
Now you're reading the Reddit, but that's funny. I have a friend crow.
Mm. Off you go.
One just says, I loathe my husband. That's the title.
That's fair. I just want to get railed, but I don't do casual sex. Preach, girl. All right,
let's carry on.
Once. All right.
Soldier on.
So I found a new subreddit today called Anti-Work,
ooh,
which is right up our alleys. Okay. So it's all about why the 9-to-5 sucks, essentially.
Okay.
But there's a text exchange. It'd be a little bit different to what we normally do, but there's a text exchange screenshot from a woman who quit her job.
Oh, okay.
Good evening, Sandra. I was reviewing the cameras from our shift today and noticed that you were sitting on a stool for the majority of your shift. This is completely unacceptable behavior and we will be discussing it tomorrow before shift. Sandra says.
Where does Sandra work? Does it say?
No, I think it must be some sort of packaging facility. I think. I didn't read the whole thing. Let's see if we can find out. Sandra says, I cleared it with Mark. I have two broken bones.
I have two broken legs. Simply cannot stand.
I cleared it with Mark. I have two broken bones in my left foot. Doctor documented. Aside from that, I packed 240 plus UPH for the entirety of my shift, 12 full hours. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we do have a ranked list for packing displayed directly above our stations. My efforts earned me first place today. So just to be clear, my impressive performance was overshadowed by the fact that I wasn't uncomfortable enough while doing it. Preach, girl. He says, I'm really not appreciating your attitude. You could have just said the first part where it was cleared with another lead instead of being disrespectful. This type of behavior isn't going to get you anywhere here. She says, hey, thanks for wasting my precious off time with your garbage you didn't bother to investigate beforehand. Seriously, 240 plus UHP, what you claim to be the pinnacle of performance there, I achieved it and I got grief because I was sitting while doing it. You guys need to get your priorities straight. It's no wonder that you have such difficulties retraining staff. I'm not concerned with going anywhere there. It's a toxic environment with ignorant people at the helm. I won't be in tomorrow or ever again.
So you just quit?
Just quit. The boss said, we don't need to rush to you leaving. Let's talk in the morning and we can sort this out. No, thanks. Have a good life.
Oh, my God.
Clap, clap, Sandra.
Clap, Sandra. Good job.
Good gal.
That is just, like, what a boss bitch.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And why is it even a problem? Like, yeah, if she was underperforming, sure.
Yep.
Bring her up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But even still.
This is the thing. If you care about output and performance. Yeah. Like, it.
But if you can still do the job efficiently and sit. Like, sitting doesn't really have anything to do with performance.
Yeah,
in this
if
case.
Anything, it should, which probably kind of proves it, makes it easier. Because you're if you're in a 12-hour shift, why should you be standing the whole time when you don't have to be?
No. Oh, it was a 12-hour shift.
Yeah, 12 hours. Which is like, just to bring up Aldi again, they can sit. I don't have a problem with that. Great for them. When I worked at Coles, it sucks standing for 4 hours.
It does.
Even just 4-hour shifts.
It really does. Yeah. I used to work in a warehouse. You would literally be standing the entire day, 8 till 4.
No point.
Mm-mm. It's tough. If I had a stool to sit down on when I was packing, I'd be like, oh, amazing.
You would have done 240 plus UPH.
It just depends on the job. Like, some things you can't stand for. I get that. But she clearly.
But being able to get up and, like, sit up, stand up. Like, a standing desk, you don't stand at all day necessarily. You move them.
No.
Like.
I was kind of, my initial gut reaction was like, wow, she's really like bitten this guy's head off. Like she's really bitten her boss's head off, like on the get-go. And I thought she could probably have just said, yes, I've got a broken foot.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
And if his response then would have just been like, oh, okay, no worries.
Mm.
But I also, I understand that it's like, if I'm performing, it's like, why are you even bringing this up? And why didn't you ask, like, my supervisor?
Yeah.
Like, you're clearly not even on the floor with me and don't know me well enough.
It's one of those weird people, like, that just watches the video for someone screwing up.
And it's like, why don't you ask before then texting me in my free time?
Yeah, exactly.
And then not bringing it, you could have brought it up with me next week, like, when I'm back at work. Like, no, like,
Mm-hmm.
I do understand her frustration, and I don't think people do this enough, like standing up for themselves in this way.
Yep. Because a lot of people schedule their jobs. But well, it's great that she's just like, fuck yeah, and she can do that. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Love it. I have an Am I the Asshole?
Are you?
Am I the asshole?
Mm.
Am I the hole in the ass?
Anyway, go on.
All right. Title is.
Title is.
Am I the asshole for begging my girlfriend to uphold a sexist tradition just so she can make a good first impression?
Yes.
Yeah, already. I'm like, yeah, you are. Like, fuck. I think this one's already tagged, like, yes, you are the asshole.
Good impression who is parents. Anyway, go.
I have a big family that's incredibly close. We have big family dinners every few months where we all meet in my great-grandfather's estate and eat together. So they're also Richie Schmitchy.
Yes, Rich Schmitch. Humfred Dumfred, if you will.
Humfred Dumfred, if you will. Yeah, Humpty Dumpty is like what, like the Bogan version of like. Is
Humfred the rich have Dumfred. Their own version. Humfred Dumfred sat on the throne. Anyway, Humfred Dumfred had a good bone. Go again.
Okay. Typically how this works is that the women go cook for the time they're there and the men and the men don't, which I'm fully aware is sexist as hell. That being said, I am one of the youngest people in my family and my protests mean literally nothing.
Mm.
Classic. Some of those women choose to not cook. However, this is usually met with a level of ostracizing. The women who don't cook are wives and long-term girlfriends, so they kind of already have a good family relationship doctored in. When I have seen new partners not cook, it's gone badly. Like completely ostracized, not speaking, cattiness, rudeness, etc. This dinner will be in 2 weeks and my girlfriend was asked if she would attend. Initially, she said yes, which is great. I want her to meet everyone and for everyone to get used to her being around. But when I explained to her the tradition, she was understandably bothered.
Mm.
I told her that I understood where she was coming from. However, it was best for everyone if she just played along. I told her this isn't a permanent thing and that I'm only asking her to do this so that she can avoid bad treatment from the rest of the family. This is her first impression, and I don't think it's best if we cause waves. She told me that it's unacceptable and that if she has to do that, that she will not be going. I've tried to find a compromise with her on this, but she won't budge and she's pissed at me. She told me that if I think it's acceptable to make her do this, then I'm just as bad as everyone else. While my point is that she needs to make a good first impression. Am I the asshole?
I don't think a good first, like it doesn't matter making a good first impression because if these are the standards, they're not good standards. In my opinion.
If I were her, I'd be like second guessing everything because it's like if you're choosing this person as a long-term partner, you're also choosing their family.
Yeah.
And he's obviously very close with his family and goes along with everything they do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be treated that way just because I didn't stand in a kitchen with all the women that have been segregated from the men and like – that is just like, what year are you living
legitimately.
In?
Legitimately. And it's what? Like, and if you did any other divide, if it was like, all the gays have to do the cooking, it's like, you're not going to do that, you know? It's like, why is it acceptable as women? Like, that's it. The only solution I can see here is if he was like, I'm going to help the women in the kitchen. And he broke the gender barrier by insisting that he helped.
But his excuse is that, like, oh, it doesn't matter what I say because I'm one of the youngest, so my voice doesn't matter, which is just such a cop-out.
Yeah.
It's like, stand up for your partner or, like, maybe explain to your parents, whatever, grandparents. It's like, hey, like, we're not comfortable doing this. Like, don't single out, like, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because clearly in this situation, he wouldn't be like, oh, we don't feel comfortable with this.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, she doesn't feel comfortable with doing this. It's like you're
he could literally say, I've always felt uncomfortable with it. And now that I have a girlfriend, like I don't want her to have to do that. Like, why just sit in the other room fucking smoking cigars or whatever with the blokes?
Why should she be like subject to their fucking old traditions that are just like completely outdated and sexist?
Yeah. So stupid.
What? Like, surely they can't all be cooking either.
Mm.
I'm imagining like 14 women in a kitchen.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't all be... What is this tradition anyway? What does it even mean?
Makes me think of movies though, when like they kind of split up. This is like old school movies though, and then like the women would just like chat about stuff, usually bitch about their husbands in the kitchen while the dudes were talking about sport or whatever.
Look, I feel like that kind of naturally occurs anyway when you have like
I'm in the kitchen normally
because you're gay. No, I feel like that...
Gays and girls
in the kitchen only. But, like, who came up with this rule?
Yeah, and the fact that you would treat someone badly who being like, no thanks, I'm opting out of that. Which is literally just like, I'm mad at you for not taking your place as a woman in the kitchen. Like,
right?
What?
Yes, you are the asshole, dude.
Yeah. You got to stand up for your girlfriend. Like, if you're not even going to stand up with this...
What?
It's like you're not setting a standard either. It's like if you end up married, you don't have to put up with this forever.
And he's just talking about a good impression.
It's like, no, first impression, exactly, important.
Exactly.
She's not a pushover.
But he's saying that it's like, oh, she just has to do it one time.
Yeah.
But it's like, no. Like, what, she does it one time, then the next time they'll be rude to her, but that's okay because her first impression was good?
Like, yeah, they're like, oh, we thought that you were going to be complacent, but now it turns out you're not.
Is that it?
I think we're done.
Oh, should I read some of the comments?
Everyone's like, no, get in the kitchen, you crazy lady.
Someone's commented, why won't my girlfriend abandon her sense of self-respect so that she can establish herself as a subservient woman tool? Woman tool. So that my sexist family won't mentally and verbally abuse her. She just doesn't get it.
That is the perfect response, yeah. Mm.
Why is my girlfriend mad that my family expects her to cook for them after inviting her to dinner as a guest?
Good point.
So good.
So true.
If I were your girlfriend, I wouldn't see a future with you after this and would end things.
Mm.
100%.
Extreme.
Extreme. Okay, let's move on.
Let's move it on.
What have you got for me?
All right.
What do you want from me? Sorry.
I yelled at some parents in a park until the police came.
Whoa.
I've only read the title. Yesterday was the hottest day. I see where this is going. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year thus far, so I went with my family to the local splash pad. A splash pad is basically a public park with lots of sprinklers and fountains that attract families with younger children, like 1 to 8.
To douse children in water while they play.
Yes. To shoot kids with water guns. Sounds safe. Some parents play with the children in the water, while others take refuge under the shade of various trees.
Take
refuge from the children.
From the blasting hose. From the heat of the children,
yes, and pavilions on the sides of the parts of the splash pad. As you can imagine, this particular day was packed. My family had a blast playing in the water. We retreated to our shade tree. Whoa, this person's a fucking wordsmith. We retreated to our shade tree where we all had our bags and towels and to take a snack break. That's when a lady approached us holding a small sobbing child. The girl couldn't have been older than 2 years old. Also worth noting that the lady was followed by her own kids. I immediately noticed that many of the other people at the splash park were looking in our direction very intently. The lady proceeded to ask, hey, is this girl yours?
Is this girl yours?
She was, is this your girl?
Is this your girl?
Hey, is this girl yours? She was in the middle of the play area crying and asking for her mum. Counts children.
You look like a mum.
Sorry, she's not one of ours, my wife replied. The lady thanked us and proceeded to ask many people around the splash pad. After 20 minutes or so, the lady had gone around the entire park without any luck finding the parents of this poor girl.
Oh.
So someone's dropped off their 2-year-old and...
At the splashdown.
Disappeared.
Splashdown. What is it called?
Splashdown.
Splashdown, splash pad. At the splash pad.
They stopped under a pavilion and were making a phone call to who we assumed were the police. Everybody in the park knew that there was a missing girl and was staring at the lady and the child. That's when my mother-in-law noticed that there was a man and woman just a few feet away from us who were sunbathing this entire time and didn't look up once. That's when we went over to the lady and child and my mother-in-law asked, did you ask that couple over there? No, I did not. I did shout right next to them, is this anybody's child? And they didn't respond.
Oh.
My mother-in-law stooped down and asked the child, hi, sweetie, what's your name? Marcy. Do you know your mother's name? Marcy shook her head. How old are you? I'm 2, she said.
Aww.
Yeah. Do you know where your mummy is? Marcy shook her head again.
You're Marcy.
So you're out, Marcy.
Marcy is 2.
Marty, 2-year-old, little Marcy.
My mother-in-law proceeded to walk over to the couple while we stayed with Marcy and the lady that found her. She confirmed that she did call the police and that they were on their way. The couple walked over nonchalantly while the entire park was staring. "Is this your child?" the lady who originally was looking at the parents asked. The mother, whose voice was dripping with irritation, "Yes, it is." "Okay, here you go." The lady grabbed her daughter and started walking away. My blood was boiling. This lady had no idea where her child was and had no idea she was lost and scared. She had no idea that a complete stranger was holding her child and going around the entire park looking for her parents for almost 20 minutes. She even walked by them more than once. If they looked up once, they would have noticed. Anyone else in the park noticed. The most important thing was that the child was reunited with her family. Maybe I was out of line for this next part, but I felt like someone had to say something.
These people. Yep, continue.
Okay. "You need to be watching your kid. Anything could have happened to her." "Oh, she was fine. Our kid should have known where we are."
She's two!
You're literally a two-year-old and you're lying down on the grass somewhere. I was horrified that these neglectful parents had another child. Also, why was it the responsibility of practically a baby who didn't even know her mum's name to keep track of her parents?
Yeah.
No, it's your responsibility to keep track of your kids. The police were called when you couldn't be found and are on their way. With this, the mother and father didn't respond. They just rolled their eyes and started looking for their other kid to make their exit. The way they looked at their daughter when they took her, I just knew she was going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
When her only crime was not having parents who were watching out for her. Don't have children. You clearly don't
literally
want them.
Literally, I was just about to say.
Ugh. They hurried and packed their stuff, and just as they were about to get into the car, the lady who found the girl pointed to them. "That's them over there, officer." I didn't hear what was talked about, and I'm not sure the outcome, but I hope that it scared them enough to keep better track of their kids in public. I thought she was going to scream at them until the cops got there.
Yeah.
"Maybe I'm a bad guy." Oh, him. "Maybe I'm the bad guy for rocking the boat and injecting myself into a situation and yelling at them. But I see this thing all the time and it makes me mad. Parents go to parks and completely check out. I get it. Being a parent is tough. It's a thankless job with no breaks and it doesn't negate your responsibility to your children. What's crazy is that this exact same situation happened last time I visited the splash pad 3 years ago, except that the mother was completely asleep in the corner of the park and the police woke her up."
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Comments. "The child was 2 years old. That's way too young to be unattended in a park, especially a splash park. If there's any water. Like a two-year-old can drown in, 3 inches of water or something?
This is just wild. Like, do not have children if you're not going to take responsibility. Like,
yeah.
This is like, if they were looking for the parents for 20 minutes, that means their parents didn't look up once in that whole 20-minute period.
Yeah, at least.
To see at least once to be like, where's my kid?
Yeah.
And like, she's two for fuck's sake.
Yeah. And people are literally going around calling out and then not looking.
Two-year-olds also aren't like verbally great. Yeah, like it's not like they're like fluent in English and be like, yeah, that's my mum, that's my dad, my mum's name is this, this is my name, this is what my parents look like. They're like ABC, cat, dog, cow, you know?
Yeah.
At that age.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, again, I get being a parent is hard. I'm not going to pretend that I understand how hard it is to be a parent, but it's like maybe just once every 5 minutes, look up and be like, where is she? It's like, don't you care?
Yeah.
That's your child. She could be anywhere. Yeah. Someone could have just scooped her up and taken her.
Yeah. You need to be constantly vigilant with a child, unfortunately, which is one of the things that overwhelms me when I thought about whether I wanted to have kids or not. I'm like, my brain's too anxious. I don't want to be constantly vigilant. But you need to. Like, you can't take them to a public place because, like, that woman, she's a, predator. She could have just scooped her up and left. Like, so easily. You can't. Also, where's the other kid?
Like, where's their other child? Yeah. Is it older or?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
That sucks. I love, in all of these situations that the parents are the ones that end up getting pissed off.
Yeah.
So the exact same thing happened to my mum.
Yeah.
She's a nanny for a two-year-old.
Yeah.
And she was at the shopping center and she put the kid that she is nannying into this play area, right? With a playground and stuff. And there was another kid in there.
And she went to sleep for 20
minutes. And she went to sleep for 3 hours. No, she was in there watching.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there was this other child in there that was a little bit older. I think he was three.
Yeah.
And he was in there playing with the kid that my mum nannies. And he was starting to like get upset and like causing a bit of a scene. And she was like, okay, like looking around, like where's this kid's parents? Hmm. Nowhere to be found. And then mum was like, I don't know what the fuck to do because like this kid's clearly on his own and he's starting to get distressed and he's like upsetting the other children. Mm-hmm. And she called a security guard over that she saw and she was like, hey, like I'm not sure what to do, but like I can't find, I've asked everyone here and like I can't find this kid's parents.
Yeah.
And the security guard was like, okay, well, I guess like I'll just have to call the police like because I don't know what else to do. And mum was like, can you just put like an announcement over? Yeah. So like sort of sorting out what to do. And then I think after a little while later, the mum came strolling back from elsewhere and she was like, what's the problem? And mum was like, well, we've been trying to figure out whose son this is.
Yeah.
Like, we've been here for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're nowhere. She was like, I was in the reject shop. I could see him from the shop.
Clearly you couldn't like, because I just there's went all into these the people shop. Milling around your child.
Clearly not, because you would have noticed that everyone's looking for you and there's a security guard standing with your freaking child.
Yeah.
And she was like visibly annoyed that like mum was like, where were you?
Yeah.
And it's like, and I get it because it's like, of course you're going to go on the defensive because you don't want to be told how to parent. But in this situation, it's kind of like you kind of just have to go, oh yeah, shit, like I fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get things 100% all the time. You're not going to do everything correctly all the time because being a parent's hard. But also you can't just drop your child off into a play area.
Yeah.
It's not a daycare center. You can't expect other parents to watch your child, particularly parents that are complete strangers.
Yeah, because literally, and again, like at 2 or 3 years old, anyone could just come and take the child. Like they're not at the point.
Exactly.
Like if it's like, oh, your mum wanted me to grab you, like that will work on a fucking 3 year old. Like
exactly. But what crazy. If like, especially in a playground, like a kid can injure themselves so easily. It's like, wouldn't you want to be watching? Like, don't you care? What is more important? Yeah. You going shopping solo? Well, then fucking organize a babysitter and go shopping solo.
Yeah, get a like, trolley, put the kid in the trolley.
I'm sorry.
I just don't have kids.
Or just don't have children.
Mm. Announcement. If you're going to abandon your child for 40 minutes in a play area, don't have kids. Get a dog. But also don't abandon your dog in a hot car or anything, because dog parents, just as bad.
No, I've abandoned lemons in a hot car today. Yeah, I hope they're all right. You
feel horrible as a lemon mother.
I know. I'm really worried about those lemons. Anyway, I...
and then gives you lemons, bake them in a car.
Bake them in the car. Mum got annoyed at this woman. She was like, you can't just leave your kid. And I was like, Mum, did you actually say that? She was like, yeah, of course I did.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't just do that.
Mm.
And of course, it wasn't received well, but anyway.
I was at the shops maybe a month ago. In Coles, and this woman came up to me and she's like, excuse me, but like, you don't happen to know whose car this is, do you? And I was like, no. And I was like coming back with my groceries and she's like, because there is a child in there, like upset. And there was this little girl in there who was like crying. Yeah. And I was like,
how is this still happening?
Yeah, legitimately. Right. It was actually quite a few months ago because it was in summer, but you know, my brain with like time. So it must've been, it was summer, but it was undercover. Like it wasn't out in the open, but still like, and she's like, I've been here. Like when I got here, she was in the car. I went shopping. I've come back. She's still in the car. So it's been like half an hour. And I was like, ah, okay. And she was like, I think I should call the police. And I was like, yeah, call the fucking police.
100%. Smash that fucking window and get that kid like, out of
smash
the car.
Yeah, I was like, you're being within your rights to smash the window. I was like, what are you? She's like, I'm just going to call the cops. And I was like, cool. I'm like, do you want me to hang out? And she's like, no, it's all good. I'm just going to call the cops and they'll deal with it. And I was like, all right, well,
God, that's good so luck. Embarrassing for the parent. Like they would be so, well, you would hope they'd be embarrassed. But in this, in all of these instances, it's like they're not embarrassed. They're just pissed off that someone's told them off about how to do parenting.
Yep. Yep.
You could literally kill your child doing that.
Yeah.
Why are people leaving their kids in these?
This is the thing. And it's like, this is even the danger with like, you know, we were talking about accidentally leaving the microwave going.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm just going to pop into the shop for 5 minutes. But then you might forget. Like, and I get the temptation of being like, I'm so tired and it's such a hassle to get the kid out of the car. The kid is asleep. But it's like, you can't just leave them in the car because someone could smash that car window and steal your child.
Exactly.
If the son doesn't
get them first. Wow. So bleak.
So bleak.
So
feeling
bleak.
So good about the future of the human race. Anyway, last Reddit.
Last one.
Last one. Go on then. Just one more.
Okay. The last Reddit of the day of our bonus episode. I've only read the title of this, so if it's shit, it will be cut. And this is cat. The last. This it will be cat. And this is the last you'll hear of us until the outro. So if not.
Okay, great.
Isn't this exciting? This could be so the very exciting. End.
This could
it's
be the end.
It's so exciting. It could be cut you'll off right now. You'll
know by how much duration's left in the podcast app.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll just start reading then.
Yes, you shall.
All right. The title is, Am I the Asshole for Getting Police Involved About an Elderly Neighbour Harvesting Mulberries?
Nah, fuck them. Sick them out.
Mulberries? Mulberries. How do you say it?
Round and round the mulberry bush.
Mulberry.
Mulberry.
It's mulberry. Okay. I, 22 male, am a college student and live in a house with three other guys. The house is owned by the parents of one of my roommates and we've lived here for 2 years. I'm currently the only one staying at the house right now. The other three moved back home to work for the summer. Last summer, all four of us went home for the summer months. Last fall, we threw a party that got broken up by the police due to a noise violation from one of our neighbours. Classic college students, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Not unheard of.
Not by any means. I've had that.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
Anyway, all four of us ended up getting charged with a couple of misdemeanors. Oh, so maybe it was a bit rowdier
I
than...
I didn't get charged with the misdemeanor.
I didn't... No, I didn't end up a felon. We always made a point to talk to our neighbours before throwing a party to let them know to please contact us before calling the police and we'll take care of things.
Hmm.
All of them were very receptive to this, but we don't throw big parties, so it's never gotten to that point before. Instead of just paying our fines, we decided to appear in court. We had gotten signed statements from four separate neighbours saying that on the night our party was busted, they didn't hear a thing. Oh, so like... This is twisting and turning. Yes. Maybe there actually wasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't rowdy.
When they said,
like,
rowdy. We don't throw big parties, I was like, clearly you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
The officer, this would be just, I bet, just one fucking miserable neighbour.
Miserable wanker.
Yeah. The officers that busted our party didn't make the court appearances and the judge ended up dropping our charges and nice. We only had to pay the court fees. Last week I was watching TV when I noticed an elderly woman in our front yard with a giant sheet. She had laid it on the ground and was shaking a mulberry tree that we have in our yard. I went out and asked her what she was doing and she said she was harvesting the mulberries before they go bad. It's not even her tree.
Harvesting the mulberries. You're not respecting your mulberries.
Well, clearly I'm... What if, like, imagine finding someone in your yard shaking your fruit tree or berry tree.
Yes.
Be like, well, clearly I'm getting the berries before they go bad. How dare.
Also sounds like something your mother would do.
My mum?
Yeah.
She does weed other people's gardens. Yeah. So strangers, like neighbours. Just like
no one in the street weeds because they're like, oh, Mildy will do it.
Mum will do it. Mildy will do it.
Yeah.
She said the previous owners let her do it for years. I politely asked her to leave, but she kept making excuses about the berries going to waste and that she'd been doing this for years. Eventually, I had to tell her that if she doesn't leave, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, a middle-aged guy knocked on my door and said he was the lady's son. He told me that his mum had been harvesting the mulberries for years and that it's literally no harm for her to do it now that we are living here. I told him I just don't feel comfortable with it and given her age, if she fell or hurt herself, I don't want my friend's parents to be liable.
Hmm.
He got defensive and said his mum just wants to use the berries for some baking and I don't have to do anything. I told him I could try and talk to my friend's parents, but until then, she can't take the berries.
Yeah.
He told me I'm being a little punk and that the neighborhood is going downhill due to college kids moving in everywhere. Yeah, because young people are ruining society.
Not letting us trespass anymore.
I told,
steal your fruits.
Yeah, exactly. God, this neighborhood's going downhill. We can't even steal our neighbor's fruits anymore.
Yeah.
I told him that we've never had any trouble with the neighbours and he said something about a party being busted. I asked him how he knew about that and he stammered and said everyone in the neighbourhood knows about it. I asked him if his mum was the one who called the complaint in and he denied it. Clearly, she is.
Yeah.
I told him that I didn't need to talk to my friend's parents. His mommy's no longer welcome on the property. And if I catch her trying to take the mulberries again, I'm calling the cops. He had some choice words for me after he left, but I haven't seen him or his mum since.
If you like mulberries so much, get your own mulberry tree.
Go and buy some freaking mulberries.
Like, to be fair, when it first started, it's like, yeah, if they're going to go to waste anyway, like, just let her take the mulberries. But at the same time, he's well within his rights to be like, don't come on my property because it's not your property.
I'm sorry. If someone just wandered onto my property and started taking berries, regardless of whether I was going to use them or not, I'd be like, get the fuck off my property because you could have come to my door and be like, hey, I noticed you have a tree. If you're not going to use the berries, I love them. I've been collecting them for years.
Yeah.
Which was okay with the previous, like it was okay with the previous owners. I know you guys are new and haven't lived here, but like, is it okay if I keep doing this?
Yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, sure thing. Is that a lie?
Because it's like it belongs to his parents. How long have they lived there? Like
2 years.
Okay, 2 years. Yeah, maybe.
I think he said they've lived there for 2 years. Is that what he said? Yeah, I've lived there for 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Unless he's never seen her do it before. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe just missed it the previous year.
But like, you can't just go onto someone else's property and steal their stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And as he says, it's like, don't want to be liable if she hurts herself or anything. No.
And clearly, we know now, she's the one who dobbed them in about the party.
Yeah.
But like, so rude. Also very rich.
Yeah. Like, I dobbed you into the police and now I'll steal your mulberries. It's like,
it's just people being disrespectful towards young people.
Yeah.
Just because they can and they think they're superior because they're elder.
And then abusing him for being like, don't come on my property. It's like,
you can so ask.
Inappropriate. Yeah.
It's like you're abusing someone for being well within their rights.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you'd just asked, all of this would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like,
legitimately,
they wouldn't even, he wouldn't have even got the inkling, oh, these must be the assholes that dobbed us in about our party.
Yeah. But clearly, Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
If she was just nice and be like, hey, can I take some berries? He would have been like, sure. Like, clearly college students aren't going to be
baking mulberry pies.
Caring about what berries are growing on some random tree in their yard.
Unless they are, because college students are not wealthy generally and they may need to eat those berries.
They might.
Which is the other thing too. You don't know that they're not going to eat them.
Yeah. Rude. Rude. No, he is not the arsehole.
No, he's not.
There you go.
He's well within his rights.
Good on you, mulberry boy.
It is done.
It is done.
We finally reacted to some Reddits for a whole episode again.
For a whole ep.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yes.
What
yes.
fun. What the fun. Internet is full of craziness and mystery. And
terror.
Terror. Horses. Horses. Sarah and the trot me off, wasn't it?
It's like, what are you talking about? Full of horses, Sarah. Okay.
It was coming back to me in pieces, you see.
Yes, I do.
Oh, gosh. Lord. Yes, well, we hope you enjoyed this bonus episode.
Hopefully it'll tie you over till I return.
You asked for it. We delivered. Yes, wish Alex good luck on his flying endeavors over the oceans into the Europes.
Into the Europe. You know what bleak thought I had on the way here?
What?
I was like, you know, even if this podcast never ends up with hundreds of thousands of listeners, at least when one of us dies, the other can listen back to these episodes and be like, oh, how nice.
Oh. Okay.
In many years, you know, like when we're like 80... and we're like, oh, I remember when we were 30 and we made that podcast and we'll laugh about the times.
Yeah.
Or, of course, when we're just both old.
Put us on at your funeral.
Yeah.
Trot me off, she said.
I wiped away a happy tear.
Delicate soul. Yeah,
so considerate and not vulgar.
Oh, my God.
This podcast is my child. Your legacy.
Our little brain child. Yes. Anyway. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back at you in like, I don't know, like a month's time, maybe a bit more by the time Alex returns and we get, you know,
recording,
a couple of episodes under our belt again. It'll be either season 3, part 2 or season 4, I imagine. We haven't decided yet.
Oh, it's just part 4. I hate those part A, part B. Yeah.
Do you mean season 4?
Season 4, because I hate those part A, part Bs.
Okay, it's decided. It'll be season 4
Season 4.
Good decision making. As always, you know where to find us, wherever you tango on the web, at Two Flat Whites Podcast. Make sure you share with your friends if you like what you hear. It really helps us grow. And don't forget, you can also donate to the cause of our poorness.
These mic arms, donation. One of these microphones, donation.
It's hard living.
Yeah.
But anyway.
This tablecloth?
It's not a tablecloth. It's my bed sheets. So just stop insulting me.
This table stolen off my parents.
Okay. Fucking this is so irrelevant. We're ending the podcast here. We will see you for season 4. Thank you for coming along for the ride of season 3. It's been a wild time. We've had the best fun.
So many laughs. It's always good going back and editing the videos and laughing at our
yes. And if you have specific things you'd like us to cover, like in our 10-min DNMs in season 4 or Reddits or Reddits, things, yes. If you have things you'd like to send us, send them on through. We love interacting with you. You can email us or just send us a DM on our socials. And yeah, other than that, we'll see you in the second half of the year.
Yes. Oh, gross.
Oh, gross. Okay, yes, bye. See ya, star. Forever.